Say it out loud, because if you did, people would think you're crazy.
I have so many of these, but let's just go with my favorite one. If we haven't met yet, hi, I'm Sam. I have borderline personality disorder and ADHD, but I also have a degree in finance, so I help people with brains that work kind of like mine learn how to manage their money. A question I see on social media all the time is, like, why in school did they teach us about the Pythagorean theorem, but they didn't teach us how to manage our finances? There is a reason for that. You see, the school system, as it functions today, was originally set up in response to the Industrial Revolution. You see, they had all these factories, and they needed people to work at them, but they were dealing with all of these people that had come from agrarian societies and were kind of used to doing their own thing. So they needed a way to teach people from a very young age how to show up somewhere in the morning, stay there all day without asking too many questions, leave in the evening, and then do it all again tomorrow. And teach them, like, the minimal skills that they need to function in a factory setting. And that's what they're still doing. And that's why you're not taught how to build wealth. Because the goal was to create workers that will continue to create more wealth for those at the top who are already wealthy.
Well, ain't that something? What do you all think about that? I've said something similar before, but, you know, she's every bit of what she sounds like, every bit of what she says she is. She definitely sounds like she has ADHD. She was talking super fast. Hopefully you caught all that. But I think she said a lot of good things there. And I think we all feel the truth of what she's saying. I think about that stuff all the time. We are operating on factory settings in a way, you know. We're stuck on factory settings in a sense. Most of us, that is. Most of... middle America, whatever, is stuck on this assembly line system. You know, born, you work, you die, you know. And I think when she said that it began, and or when she explained how corporations and companies had to figure out a way to break down, to create simple jobs, or to create a situation where people can come to work, not ask too many questions, not think too hard, and to break a large job down into tiny parts. It's essentially the factory setting. I know I've said this. I know I keep repeating myself, but I've said this before, you know. And to hear from someone that has a bachelor's degree, or wherever she says she had a degree, excuse me, in finance, man, it just confirms, you know, the things you kind of have hunches about, man. We're all stuck in this assembly line path, you know. And I think that there is more for all of us to do, you know. When you have your phone, you know, you get your phone and it's default on factory settings, and then over time you customize it, you add apps, you desktop, you know, you customize it, you know, to fit your life and to fit your daily needs, you know, and that's appropriate. But it seems like in a lot of ways, you know, our culture and society hasn't updated things and hasn't found a way to amend certain things. A friend of mine sent me this quote from the Earn Your Leisure podcast. It's I hear about those guys a lot, but I thought this was pretty cool. He said, or not cool, but just insightful. He said, when you don't have to worry about paying bills, you have time to think. That makes you extremely dangerous. This is why it is designed for us to never reach that level. If you're always in survival mode, you would never have time or energy to maximize your potential. If you're stuck on survival mode, if you're stuck on paycheck to paycheck, if you're stuck on making ends meet, and that's as far as you can think. You have a hard time imagining the future or trying to get ahead. You stay on the hamster wheel, you know. You stay on the treadmill, and it keeps you stuck, you know. I heard this quote. I don't know. I was thinking about how tough things are getting, just in the world, between inflation and gas prices and, you know, God, you name it. I mean, cows dropping dead. I saw cows are dropping dead in Kansas, you know, for whatever reason. You know, people have their people have their way of reasoning things. Oh, it's just because it's too hot. It's too hot outside. Like, all right, it's too hot. Like, it's never been hot before. Thousands of cows died, just dropped dead in an instant for no reason. That doesn't add up. I don't care what you tell me. I mean, you can call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but that doesn't add up. You know, it's just too hot. It's just too hot. It's just hot outside. That's it. It's been over 100 degrees. Like, it's never been hot before. What are we talking about? I don't know, man. Sometimes people... Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Sometimes it just seems like corruption is right in front of your face, and people still find ways and reasons to sort of, like, make it make sense in their heads, you know, for fear of, like, I don't want to give in to thinking that, you know, and it's, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I'm sorry, guys. I had to rush in the library. I'm kind of my brain is all over the place. I'm doing this kind of late at night and trying to get this done before the library closes. I had to rush over here and get the car for my wife. So I'm a little scrambled. You have to excuse my mental state right now. But between the cows dropping dead and food shortages and increased grocery store items and housing market being bought up by, was it BlackRock, Black Bob, Black whoever, buying up the houses from people like us who are trying to get a house and can't because of getting blocked out by corporations, and gas prices inflating, and, you know, I don't know, man. It's times like these, I feel like I talk a lot about corporate America and just the system that we live in and how it's dysfunctional, and I feel like as the days go on, I'm continuing to be proven right, but in just more than one way, you know, and in various ways. Various industries are getting affected by the same kind of infection. At the heart of it is the same stuff: greed, corruption. In some cases, it just feels like it reeks of just pure evil. I mean, you know, are there people who just are genuinely just trying to, you know, do right, or who maybe be doing wrong but ignorantly? Sure. I mean, you know, of course. But, you know, then there are things where you're like, all right, this is starting to feel a little just too intentional. This is starting to feel just, this isn't even necessary. How is this happening? You know, you start connecting dots and you start feeling like, all right, well, they just don't want us around. They just, they just don't want us here. You know, that's when you get into the whole depopulation theories and, you know, all that stuff. You know, but I don't know, man. I think about things getting so tough and so tight for everybody, and it's hard to watch and it's hard to live through. It's frustrating. It makes me upset and confused and mad, and I don't know what to think about any of it, you know. But one thing I will say is that I think so much of this is out of our hands. So much of these global events, international events, large scale macro level seismic earth shattering, like whatever, all this stuff is so beyond us. It really does make you think about and consider, man, like at some point we're all going to have to figure out what what you believe is true or what you believe in. And I'm not just talking about religiously, in a religious sense. At some point, this is going to get so crazy that you're going to have something to fall back on. I think things are going to escalate and everyone is going to have to resolve in their minds and their hearts, like, what do I believe about our future? What do I believe about my kids' future? What do I believe is ahead of us? What future do I have? What's ahead? Where are things headed? What do I believe is going to happen as a result of all this? What do I think? What do I truly, truly believe is going to happen as a result of everything I'm hearing about? What do I believe about what I'm hearing about? Do I believe it's even true? Do I believe that what's circulating on social media is true? Do I believe what's circulating on mainstream media is true? What do I believe? Do I believe what my friends are saying is true? All of this is about what you believe. Now, you know, for those of you who don't know, I mean, I'm a Christian, but I'm a pretty open-minded guy as well, and I'm a pretty practical dude as well. But I think at some point, man, like, everyone's going to have to kind of fall back and make some resolutions within themselves about what they believe about their future and what they believe our future is collectively as a nation and as a whole. But all of this comes back to, what do you believe? What do you believe, man? What do any of us believe is true about any of it? We as a nation, as a collective of people, as a society, are having a crisis of trust and a crisis of belief more than any other crisis, more than COVID, more than any pandemic. It's a crisis of fear and it's a crisis of trust and belief. People don't know what to think about anything. There are people who are far left about a thing, people who are far right about a thing, people who kind of somewhat dabbling on both sides in the middle. And no one really knows. Everyone think they kind of have a little bit of something, a little piece of the pie, a little morsel, a little crumb of the cake. They kind of have an idea, but no one really knows. And the not knowing part can be unsettling because you're like, I don't know who to trust. I don't know who has my best interest at heart. We're getting down to the real essence of humanity. Who has my best interest at heart? Who actually cares about me? Who actually cares about telling me the truth? Who actually respects my beliefs? Like, I think the world has gotten so wacky that it's forcing us to go back to the basics about a lot of things, you know? And I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, I guess in some sense that's good, but it's bad that it had to come get this bad in order for us to realize certain things. But we're at the point now where you have to decide within yourself, like, what do I believe about, like, all of this, man? And because beliefs dictate actions, you know what I mean? Like, what you do things based off of what you believe in, or what you believe is true, or what you feel is true. Your actions follow what you think about things, and what it dictates how you move. It dictates what decisions you make. Your belief system dictates everything. It dictates what decisions you make, dictates how you move, whether you make a left or a right. It dictates how you decide to go to Target. I think it's probably faster, but you're saying you really just believe that it's faster to get to Target from this way, this route versus that route. It's your belief. It's what you think. It's what you believe is true. And I think we're collectively going through a crisis of belief and trust about everything, you know, and I don't have I mean, obviously, I don't have any answers. I would never pretend like I do. I just have my beliefs about what I believe is true, and like just like anyone else. Do I know what is true 100% about anything? No, I know some things. I know what I've researched. I know what I've seen. I know what I've heard. And I know that I'm a critical thinking person, you know, and I know how to read between the lines. But nowadays, I think you have to have certain, what's the word? Just, you know, I guess back in the day, I guess it'd be called street smarts or whatever, but you got to start using other aspects of your intellect to kind of put things together now. But I don't know, man. You know, like I said, I've said before, deep down, like as bad as things are, it's like I said, I don't have any proof or any evidence to say that things are going to get better, but I believe they will. But that's why I bring this up. I think sometimes things have to get bad enough before they can get better, you know, and I just want to put that out there. You know, what you believe in more than anything is just going to help you get through what you're going through and what we're all collectively going through. I think I heard this quote. It was really, really poignant. What did it say? Oh, it said, in order to go through hard times, we must have access to the timeless. In order to go through hard times, we must have access to the timeless. It's such a great play on words, but when you're going through hard times as we are, you have to have access to something that's outside of time itself, intangible things, which circles back to just your beliefs and just what you believe about people, what you believe about humanity, what you believe about, you know, how things should function. Like what are things we can agree on? Not, you know, it's easy to find things that you can't, you know, agree on, but what do we agree on? Where do we have common ground? What do you believe about people in general? You know, and like I said, it's a cliche, man, but like government, politicians, you know, we're seeing how well that's working. We're seeing how effective that is in our lives, you know. And it's like, bro, like at some point it goes back to, it has to be taken out of a large scale. It has to be taken out of their hands and put in ours. You know, people make the world go around, not institutions and corporations and governments and whatever, you know. So I guess this is just like I'm just riffing, man, but you know, I'm just riffing. I'm just kind of throwing some ideas out there. I just want to get you to think or get you to kind of consider this is really open-ended thinking, but it was just a thought I was pondering on about just the world. I'm like, man, things, like I feel like I'm only ever hearing anything bad from people. Man, you know, did you hear about the cows dying and the cows are dead when nobody knows why? Like, and that's the other thing. There's always like things are happening and people, they're just happening and no one really has an explanation for it or understands why the things are just, you know, and the birds are falling out the sky and it's never any, you ever notice how like how all the surprises are bad? There's never any like good surprises. Anything that's surprising is always negative. Anything that kind of like catches you off guard, like why don't you hit me with something, surprise me with something good. I'm gonna start appreciating surprise birthday parties in a whole new way now. Like, is that the only time a surprise is ever good? Is that a birthday party? Because I feel like any surprises we have now are just negative. It's so bad, it's funny. Like, I mean, it makes me think about those what's that in the theater? The comedy tragedy mask or whatever. I think it's like Shakespearean and origin or something, but or tragedy plus time equals comedy or whatever. But it's like things are so tragic that it's like you can push tragedy so far out or so far in, or however you want to put it, that it kind of circles you back around to comedy. Like this is like the makings of classic dark comedy material. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's silly. You know, when I live in Missouri, and I got sent this thing about the cows dying in Kansas, which is not too far from here, obviously, but I was sitting thinking, like, I just bust out laughing. I'm like, this is, what else? What else is going to happen? Like, this is just, now it's just a TV show. You know what I'm saying? Like, COVID was the first episode, and now we're in, you know, it's just silly now. It's just flat out silliness. You know what I mean? You know, Fox and CNN, it's just Cartoon Network. It's adult cartoons. That's all it is. It's just everything is just a cartoonish in nature to me now. Like, nothing makes any sense. Which is why when you can't make sense of it, and you know, intellectually, or if when you try to, even with that, at the end of the day, you're just left with what you believe, man. Like, or what you hope for, at least. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things, but no one can really say they know truly. You know. So, after you come to the end of your knowing, you just knock your head on faith. When you start, you know, when you've walked to the end of that hallway of knowledge, you bump into what you believe. It's like, all right, what do I believe? What do I hope for? What do I have faith in? You know, and I'm not trying to make this super religious. I mean, you know, or anything. That's not even my aim. It just seems logical at that point, where it's just like, at some point, logic runs out, or you know, finding the truth runs out, because you're chasing your tail. And that's the other thing, you know, what I find is interesting is that people talk about being red pilled, like, you know, and they say it with a badge of pride, a badge of honor. I'm being red pilled, you know, like, I know something you don't know, and blah blah blah, and I know what's really going on. You know, it's like a Wizard of Oz, like, pull back the curtain, I know what's really happening. See, and that's cool and all, and I'm not even saying that those people are wrong. There are a lot of things that I agree with, but I started getting too deep down that rabbit hole, and I don't know about you if you're the same way, but it's interesting how when you're quote unquote looking for the red pill, truth is only, again, it's like what I said earlier. It's like you're seeking out the truth, but the truth is only negative. You know, like, what you're finding out is only ever negative. Yeah, you're red pill, but you're like a bummer. You're also a bummer. You're a walking bummer. You know what I'm saying? And that's why when conspiracy theorists try to explain their theories or explain what they believe or know is true to people who don't want to hear it, a lot of times it's twofold. It's like, I don't want to hear that because it sounds too crazy to even be true, one. And then two, I don't want to hear that because it's so negative that I don't know if I can even handle it. Like, I don't even want to hear that. How am I supposed to live with that level of depression? I can't wear that. I can't carry that. It's too much to carry, you know, which is why, again, it's like, bro, like, at the end of all that red pilling, you got to find some like silver lining. You need a silver pill. Making up terms now. You need something else, like, because I'm all for truth, no matter how, you know, rough it is. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's like, because I know we're being lied to in too many ways, in a lot of ways. But like, at some point, man, like, there's so much quote unquote truth going around that you're gonna need, like, I need something good, man. Like, I need something. Look, you know, call me old fashioned, but I need like a fairy tale ending. Like, I need to know that this is gonna end well
for us, you know what I'm saying? Or end better than it began, because otherwise it's like you going around red pilling people and you just spreading depression. It's true, but it's depressing, you know what I mean? All right, cool. Thanks for the red pill. Thanks for the truth. You know, and I just kind of noticed that, man. A lot of people are seeking truth, which is a completely understandable pursuit, because no one knows it. We've been lied to so much that it's come to this point where people got to start finding things for themselves. I still blame mainstream media. They've made us this way. They've made us all crazy trying to look for the truth because we feel like we can't trust people no more. So now everybody's looking for something to make them feel like they got a handle on the world. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you're at the point where it's like, all right, now, you know, I'm just sitting here like, I have to put my own truth together. So they've made us all nutty and wacky. You know what I'm saying? And then you got people who are just like, who are still, still stuck on the whole, no, everything is true. You know, you know, just kind of like skipping through life like nothing's changed. Nothing's, the media is true and vaccinations are okay and COVID is blah 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 and da da da, like they're in la la land. They're in such a perfect bubble of an existence. I'm almost envious, honestly. Like I kind of like, I wish I could just live in that world that you're in. Like I just feel like I just I don't know. I'm just thinking too critically about it. I just envy people who could just bebop along and not be concerned about anything, or not be, you know, people who just take things at face value and just, that's as far as they take it. That's just it. It is what it is. There's nothing else to look into. There's nothing else to research. Everything is fine. Ba-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like going to work. Ba-da-do-do-do-do. Everything is okay. Da-da-da-da. Everything is fine. Like there's no, they haven't missed a beat. You know what I'm saying? And so, I don't know. This one really went off the rails. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think at the end of the day, we all got to find something. You know, we don't just need red pills, and we don't just need, like, just flat out, like, you know, to act like everything is what it is. Like everything, just people are what they say they are. The media is telling us the truth and everything is safe. Nothing is wrong. Everything, blah, blah, blah. Like it's almost like it's silly. You know, I know people of a certain generation can be like that because at one point, you know, it was just easier to believe things because it was covered up better pre-internet. But anyway, I don't know if anything I said made any sense tonight. And I don't know what else to say. I have like one eye open right now. I'm so tired. But I don't know. Good thing I don't have a large audience. So there's nothing. I'm not really losing much here. Not losing sponsorship or anything. I don't know, man. I don't know, but I can't lie. Sometimes I'm still shocked people still listen to me. It's hilarious, because if y'all only knew how much I barely get by with this. But I enjoy podcasting, so it's fun. Like I enjoy doing this, but I crack up sometimes that people. I look at the numbers of each episode, like, you know, every few days to see who, you know, how many people listen, and you know. And I mean, I do okay. I actually do all right. Like, I'm not actually, like, I do pretty good for just going solo, you know. And it's hilarious because I just be like right now, I'm not, I don't know. Anyway, if you enjoyed this, subscribe, rate, review, or don't. You probably won't. Tell a friend that this is. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. This is crazy. Either way, thanks for listening. Hopefully I didn't waste your time. If I did, I'm sorry. I get back to work.
Time to get paid, blow. Time to get paid. Time to get paid, blow up like. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Promise it's all good. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. It's all good. Get paid. Get paid. Get paid. Blow up like.